from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Yes, indeed it is, small child. It is a good morning indeed. Ladies, gentlemen, boys, girls.
Just trying to wake you up.
I'm good, man.
Are you sure?
Nope. No, I'm not. Phenomenal time last night. My our guy, the guy, friend of the show.
Lost.
Didn't lose. I mean, lost. But didn't just lose.
The conglomerate lost. So, I mean,
he said
conglomeration, whatever.
Orange Cassidy did. My goal is to not get gored by a guy wearing horns. He failed at that. He got wrecked.
He did Matador for a while, though.
Yeah, that's true too. But my guy got wrecked. Absolutely wrecked. But it was still pretty rad to start a friend of the show chant with the fellas last night. We did get a friend of the show's chant started. There were five or six people behind us that joined in on the chant. Relatively sure they had no idea why we were starting a friend of the show chant, but they were on board with it for Orange Cassidy, for Chris Statlander, both friends of the show.
Dude, you're in trouble.
Why?
Because your voice right now, you got four today, now, and then three later, or is four later?
Oh, it's four later.
Four later.
So, 8 hours of live radio today. As I will be on the show on Wire to Wire without Cole Bryson today,
maybe,
but with the real Diesel.
Maybe gargle your entire way through the cow pastures and things to get to where you're going, your destination. Maybe you'll have a little voice, you know, by the time you get there.
I'm looking forward to this evening's festivities. I'm looking forward to being out there. I was informed yesterday,
were you informed that if the wind is just right, you can smell cow patties?
I've been there before. It's not that bad. It's not that bad.
All right. I'm going to stop for now.
For now. Give him 3 minutes. He'll be back. Tonight, Wire to Wire with Cole Bryson and Diesel, without Cole Bryson, with Rob Brown. We'll be live from Clemson. We'll be out there for camp, the Carolina Panther Fan Fest.
Panther.
Carolina Panther Fan Fest taking place this evening out at Clemson. There will be an event at Little John Coliseum, as there was the last couple of years running out at Wofford on Fan Fest Day. That will be at Little John. And then at Memorial Stadium at 6:30, they'll run a practice. And it's open practice. You can go in and watch the fellas put on the shoulder pads and the helmets and pitter-patter, let's get at her. Let's have some fun. I'm looking forward to that tomorrow. It's going to be a blast. Tonight is going to be a blast. I was informed last night that one of our scheduled guests is Steve Smith Sr., going to come by the show tonight. Pretty pumped about that. I'm pumped because.
Sorry, I saw something trending.
Yeah, no, I saw you. You got triggered there for a second.
It's. I'm not going to use it, so I'm just going to say it's hose for Harris.
Someone take Lonzo's computer away. Someone take Lonzo's computer away right now.
I mean, I want to click on it. I do to see.
Do it. See what happens. What's the worst that happens?
You know, it's trending. I'm clicking on it. Oh, man, it moved. There we go.
What's the worst that happens? How bad could it be on your work computer? You know? Steve Smith Sr. coming by the show tonight. I'm very much looking forward to that. And you better believe.
Oh, I already saw all that stuff. Okay.
You better believe that I'm going to mention to Steve Smith that I really disliked him for a very long time as a Saints fan. And I think the numero uno question for me is going to be, what is your bleep talk strategy? Like, what's your bleep talking strategy? Because there's got to be some approach that you have. There's got to be, like, some level of preparation in the way that you talk on the football field. And, you know, I don't know, has there been a better talker in the game than Steve Smith? I don't want to say, has there been a better one? I'm sure there have been better ones. Has there ever been a more notorious talker than Steve Smith? I don't think so. And I feel like I have to ask him that, right? Like, as a Saints fan, I watched you get in physical altercations with my guys. What did you say to trigger them? What did you say to get opponents to get to the point that they would want to throw hands with you? Because I have to imagine that Steve Smith treats his talk the way that, like, a stand-up comedian preps a routine, right? Like, I've never done full stand-up. I did in my younger, more formidable days. I did, like, open mic nights. Because there was a point in my life where I'm like, I'm going to try stand-up comedy. I think there's a point in most people's life in this industry that they want to try stand-up comedy. All right? So I thought, let me give this
away. I'll stick to this. I don't want to stand in front of people and talk. So, no.
I don't want to look at you when I talk. I can't see people when I talk. I tried it once, and I will tell you, lesson number one is you can't wing it, all right? Like, I thought I could wing it. I was like, I'll go in there. I'll do my Jerry Seinfeld thing. I'll just talk isn't it crazy how? And just do something like that. I'll riff with the crowd. I did one open mic night. It was one of the worst experiences of my life. You can't wing it.
You should have. You know who could wing it, and you should have used his method is Don Rickles. So just make fun of everybody in the place.
Here's the problem. You have got to have some level of rapport with the audience to pull that off. I've watched guys go up there and think that they're just going to, like, make fun of the people in the crowd, and it's going to go over great. And one of two things inevitably happens. Thing number one is they go up there thinking they're just going to riff on the crowd, and the crowd turns on them so fast they never have a chance to get off the ground. Because if you don't build up some level of rapport with the crowd first so that they know you're funny and this is all jokes, then you just go out there and you look like a joke and a jerk. And once you've done that long enough that you're kind of known, then you can come out and put the audience on blast from the start, from the first minute. You got to build that up, though. Or number two, you come out there, you start making fun of the audience, and I've seen this one happen, and it's glorious. Somebody in the audience is funnier than you that starts firing back, right? Somebody in the audience starts hitting you back, and they're funnier than the comedian, and when you know it, all of a sudden, the comedian's in the green room getting his $50 and never being heard from again. So My thought is, as somebody who gave a very, very very short-lived stand-up comedy career ago once. There's a strategy to it. And I talked with guys who did it. Like, they do it. They travel. They go to bars and whatnot. And they all said the same thing. A great comedian makes you feel as if he's just riffing. He's just telling jokes. But the greatest comedians know every word they're going to say, why they're going to say it. They have an intent and a purpose until it's crowd work time. And that's why so few comedians do crowd work. And certainly even fewer are good at it. Because when you do crowd work, you never know what's going to happen. You never know what's going to happen. So most guys go up there, and there's a script. They have a plan. They know the words they're going to say and why. And I have to work on the assumption. I have to work on the assumption that when you are going to go out there and talk to other football players, you kind of got an idea of what you're going to say, right? Like, you got something for every dude on the other side of the football field.
So you don't think this is, and I hate to say this, but I'm going to anyway, short man syndrome?
No, I think Steve Smith was one of the...
He's a shorter receiver as far as that goes. And so I think it's low-hanging fruit, as they say.
I think Steve Smith is just... There are some guys that are just good at talking, and I think Steve Smith's one. Short man syndrome, which, by the way, you leave my short kings alone, okay? It's short king summer out here in 2024.
What the heck does that mean?
Leave my short kings alone.
What, have you been walking around with a bunch of short people?
It is unnecessary to beat up on short people for being short.
You spent time downstairs, didn't you?
No, I did not.
Although there's two people downstairs that are taller than both of us. So, I mean, yeah.
I'm trying to think if anybody up here is.
No.
I don't think so. I think maybe I'm the tallest guy upstairs.
Maybe equal?
There's one that's close, but I think I got him by an inch or two.
Probably.
Doesn't matter. Leave my short kings alone, okay? Leave them alone. So, I'm going to go Steve Smith Sr., when he went into games, especially like rivalry games, all right, Saints-Falcons, Steve Smith Sr. was absolutely a cat that had something for everybody he knew he was going to end up 1v1 with. He had something for Roman Harper when they played New Orleans, right?
Oh, for sure. You're not wearing that shirt, are you?
No.
Okay, because he'll definitely make fun of your shirt. I'm just saying.
I don't think so.
Oh, I'm willing to put some money on that.
Now I want to wear it.
Yeah, because I absolutely think the first thing he'll do when he sits down.
You all just heard Lonzo say he's willing to put money on it.
I didn't say a whole lot. I didn't say a whole lot.
Doesn't matter. You said you're willing to put money on it.
Oh, I am.
I'm tempted to take you up on that now.
You can't because it's a station function. You need to wear the uniform.
I feel like if I have a bet on it and we're making it a segment, we're fine.
Oh, I don't think so.
I think we can make it. It's a gimmick now. We'll see. We'll see. I may or may not.
You can wear a fan t-shirt under it and just take the shirt off after he makes fun of you.
If he makes fun of me.
Right? I don't think Diesel will allow you to sit down next to him with that. I mean, it's a beautiful shirt.
It's good. Yeah, I look great. Yeah, I agree.
You can see it too if you check it out on the stream. It's bright.
Facebook.com/TheFanUpstate, TheFanUpstate on YouTube, The Rob Brown Show on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch.
Steve Smith has turned into something I never thought I would see. Him on sidelines, him doing all these different things, because he's a character. But I always took him as an angry character, we have proof that he's been angry at time or two. So I always took him as that. But he looks like he's having a good time. But he also looks like that he's making fun of everybody while he's doing it. At least in his mind, you can like see it in his eyes.
I think he's just one of those guys. Like, I don't think it has anything to do with being short or being any kind of way. I think he's just one of those dudes that lives his life like enjoying antagonizing people, right? Like, I just think that's his thing. He just enjoys, and he's good at it. He wasn't good. Steve Smith Sr. was one of the best at it. And I I'm interested to talk to him about it. Because, you know, I'm not a bleep talker myself. I'm not, all right? I'm kind. I'm compassionate. I'm loving. I'm respectful. I don't run my mouth. I don't run smack at people. But I'd like to try. I'd like to try. Do you think Steve Smith Sr. will give me a couple of pointers?
Here's what you do when you ask him. You probably won't listen to me because you usually don't. But here's what you should, when you ask him about his smack talking, could you ask him to teach you how to talk smack to Diesel? I mean, he's going to be sitting right there, and no better person to practice on than the Immaculate Beard. I mean, you know.
Here's the issue I have. To me, if I'm going to talk, it's because talking is kind of fun. All right, it's just fun. It's fun. That's how the boys work. All right, like I'll be with the fellas all weekend. We're doing the bachelor party in the ATL. I'm leaving after Panther practice tonight. I'll be driving to the ATL to spend the next couple of days with the fellas. And you better believe we got I think like 8-9 of us in an Airbnb just outside of Truist. You better believe the amount of that's going to get talked in that Airbnb is going to be like out of control. But that's fun. That's with the boys. I think, and I could be wrong, I think Diesel would become ruthless, right? Like, I don't think Diesel would know where the line is, where it's like harmless, fun talk versus I'm going to hurt your feelings intentionally now. And that's the line.
Yeah, we've both seen that. You're right.
Yeah.
You probably shouldn't do that.
He's the cat that, like, he
can go easy listening to hardcore metal in like seconds.
Like, I would be afraid of getting into a bleep talking contest with Diesel, because, you know, like, there's a line where when you're with the fellas and you're talking smack to each other back and forth, like, there's a line you're not going to cross, right? Like, you can have some fun with it, but there's a line that you're like, I'm not going to cross that line. And I feel like that wouldn't be the case for him at all. I feel like he's going to win the bleep talking contest. He's going to win it no matter what it takes or how bad you feel when he's done, for sure. All right, we got a show lined up for you today. Coming up on the radio program, the return of Rashad Beard. He was in Vegas last week, so it makes a lot of sense why he was unavailable in the morning to join us.
Yeah, because we know the old saying, that's probably true. I haven't been there, you have, and there's probably things that you wouldn't talk about from Vegas. So, I mean, maybe we can get him to talk about it.
We'll find out. Rashad Beard rejoins the show today.
He was scouting the Raiders. That's what he was doing.
That might have been it. Might have been it. We will talk to him. We're going to talk a lot of Carolina Panthers today, obviously, as we get set for FanFest. Coming up tonight, we will talk with Rashad Beard at 8:40. Lonzo and I are going to break down the Panthers' schedule, tell you what we like and don't like throughout the season, biggest games, most important games, trap games, potential upsets, etc., all coming down the pipe. It is Thursday, and you know what that means. It's Fight Club, coming up at 9:20, and we got plenty to talk about, especially considering we talked to Orange Cassidy right there in this chair just a couple of days ago, and last night, All Elite Wrestling in Greenville, got to watch OC. It went bad for him. It went bad for him. So we'll talk Fight Club at 9:20. All that more coming up on the Rob Brown Show and the Fan Upstate.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Rashad Beer coming up at 8:40, Fight Club at 9:20. So while I am very much enjoying the women's 4x200-meter freestyle relay, and I look forward to seeing, hopefully, the Americans pick up another medal here, although the Aussies
are
killing
those camera angles on purpose.
Us.
You know they are.
What do you mean? Showing how far behind we are?
No.
Well, we're not in this
showing
heat,
the behinds.
I mean, they're in skin-tight swimsuits. I don't know what else you're supposed to do.
I know. The director's like, yeah, that's a good angle. Let's go with that.
Well, I mean, it's not like it's any less, how do I want to phrase it, skin-tight when you show from the front, you know?
It's
a compressed human body. What do you want? What do you want?
Directly behind. You could, like, show down the line all the people waiting to jump
in. Then you just got a row of butts. You just get all the butts.
Not if you do it from a
show. What do you show? Their feet? That's weird for so many people too.
Yeah, no.
Rex Ryan would be losing his mind.
A hip angle. I mean,
a hip.
Yeah.
Angle.
Yeah, hip angle.
Dang. I don't see these elite level athletes and immediately run to butts like Lonzo does.
Dude,
all right.
You look every time I look up, it's a different butt up in the screen. They're doing that on purpose.
The Australians are out front in the women's 4x200-meter relay right now. But I'll tell you what I do need, Zoe. And I don't know if it is a possibility, but we need to look, because do you know what just started? Do you know what's underway today? Do you know what we are playing right now in Paris? Olympic golf has just went tee. We're underway. Olympic golf is here, boys. Been waiting. So now we got it. I really hope somebody's carrying Olympic golf, because it's Scottie Scheffler said, my goal for this event is to just go out there and have fun. Scottie Scheffler's winning this thing by 10 strokes. It's just, You can mark it down. It's official. Scottie Scheffler is about to get it done.
All right, you couldn't handle all that back in your face, so here you go. We got golf.
Yay! Matsuyama Hideki representing Japan, 6-under through 10. That's a good start for the young man from Japan. I love that. It's on Peacock right now for those of you that are at the house and maybe can't find it. It's on Peacock.
Well, I got it on E.
On E?
Yeah.
Genuinely? Is that what channel this is on?
Yeah.
E's, wild.
He's carrying stuff. I usually don't put it on there because of the commercials.
There's
but, I mean.
The Louvre. I've been to the Louvre, actually.
Have you?
Yeah, I have.
Is this when you were a young child?
Knee high to a grasshopper. Yes. No, I was 15, 14, 15.
Ooh, European vacation.
Kind of. The fam went. We did London, Paris, Lucerne, Switzerland, Munich, Germany, back to London. And I'm going to tell you right now, I want to go back to Paris as a grown-up so bad. I want to go back to Paris as a grown-up so bad.
You just quoted a song called Pop Music. I don't know if you knew that.
But I think I didn't know that.
Yes.
I want to, the words are, I want to go back to Paris as a grown-up so
New
bad.
New York, London, Paris. Yeah. Anyway. Could have swore he was in the front row last night. You haven't seen the TV part, but on the aisle for yep. AEW, there was a guy with the same hair color, had a little bit of a look to him.
Oh, there were a couple of dudes rocking. The bleach blonde is back. Between Joe Hendry and Joe Burrow, if your name's Joe, I think you've got to go bleach blonde 2003 Eminem now. I think you just have to do it.
Joey B's not on here yet. Is that a look for him since his name's Joe?
I mean, I feel like I can make the joke because Joey B is an actual friend of mine, but let's just say no and leave it at that, shall we?
I've only seen him once. What, does he have no hair? Is that why? I would never do that on purpose.
That's correct. Olympic golf underway, live from Paris. Really, I'm excited. I love the golf as it is.
All of the events, this is the thing
this
you're
is
excited
I'm
about.
I'm very jazzed about.
I've just changed it for you. I would rather watch the swimming relay. But
what event was happening?
The swimming relay.
No, which one? There's 22 relays. Which one was it?
The one that was on TV.
Matisse Schmidt from Germany, 500 through 13.
All
Hideki
I can
Matsuyama,
see, I
500
see any
through
Americans,
9.
Dude. I mean, you know why?
Because they just got done.
Okay.
Let's see. Scottie Scheffler's out there, 2-under through 8. Jason Day from Aussie.
I'm not doing it because I don't want to watch a bunch of non-Americans play golf.
Xander Schauffele even through 2. Colin Morikawa even
through
1.
There we go. There's some USA.
Not Bryson DeChambeau, though. Wyndham Clark, 2-over. Wyndham! Come on, man. 2-over through 10. You're the only American above par right now? Not see, this is why we wanted Bryson DeChambeau. No disrespect to Wyndham Clark, but like he's the weak link of this team. He just is. Y'all know I can't stand the LIV Tour. I don't think the LIV Tour should exist. I think we should get rid of the LIV Tour, but not sending Bryson was a joke, man.
Why are they not wearing like Olympic uniforms? They're just wearing the regular clothes.
I don't know. I didn't get put in charge.
That's not.
Well, I mean, he is. He's got his Colombia shirt on. I think a lot of them are. I think it's just that they're like they've got their countries on a polo. Like you can't spice it up too much.
Golf just doesn't say Olympics to me.
Why? It's one of the few sports that literally are worldwide.
Yeah.
Everybody golfs. Yeah. You cannot go anywhere without being close to a golf course.
Yeah, throw some rugby up there. I mean,
they literally already did that.
Yeah, and I enjoyed watching.
Women won bronze, and it was spectacular.
Well, now I'm going to have to pay attention to the show.
Now you have to pay attention to the show? Welcome. Great to have you.
Still to the TV, because I don't want to watch this. No Americans up there.
There are 3 Americans in this tournament. Scottie Scheffler is tied for 8th place right now.
Wow.
Like
8th place.
There's 4 days of this.
Wow.
Yeah, 4 days, 4 rounds.
There's a reason why it's on E.
Yeah, because okay, whatever. I'm done with you. I'm done with you for this segment, but only for this segment. Because we got to talk Panther stuff.
I go home, you know, or at least go in there.
No, you're off tomorrow. What are you talking about?
No, I'm not. You're not funny.
I'm a little funny. All right. So we got the Olympics going on right now. We'll do a check-in later. We'll do a check-in on the Olympic leaderboard later as item number 3 of the water cooler cheat sheet is, was, and shall remain through the duration of the Summer Games in Paris, France. A medal count. Americans still at the top of the medal count. Still nowhere near the top of the gold medal count. So let me ask you this question. I thought about this yesterday while I was bringing up the medal count. I should have asked it on yesterday's show. I'll ask it on today. Screw it. We're here. Do you have a if I said right now the Americans would check in like 4th overall in the medal count, but would dominate in total number of golds, right? Like if we ended with, you know, 50 medals, China ended with 60, France with 57, whatever, and we ended with 50, but we had like 20 more gold medals than anybody else. Would you prefer that? Or would you prefer having the top overall medal count, but we trail in gold medals to other countries?
I think historically that's what it's been. I think there are a lot of times, especially recently, where we don't win the gold medal count. So I think that would be the norm. So I'm okay with that.
So just win the medal count overall. You don't care if it's...
I know it goes against your narrative for me, where it's all about the championships. But yeah, I think
narrative for you—that's you.
Football, and
by the way, that's you. Just own it. You're good with it. There's nothing wrong with that.
No,
own
it. I'm not denying it. That's why I said it went against the narrative. I didn't say your narrative. I guess it's my narrative too. No, I'm okay with winning the overall medal count.
Because
you got three shots, and if you get, say you get a silver and a bronze each time, no, you didn't win the big one, but it adds up.
In 2020, we won the overall medal count. We had 113 medals. Next up was China with 89. Japan, nope, excuse me, that's for gold. Look for overall. 113 was the overall win. China had 89. Russia, although they weren't Russians, Russian Olympic Committee had 71. 64 for Great Britain was the top four. But we did win the gold medal count. We had 39 gold medals. China had 38. So we did win both in 2020. Let's go. You know what? Just because at this point I'm curious. 2016, we did the same thing. 121. Next closest was 70 medals overall for China. We had 46 golds. Next closest in the gold medal count was Great Britain with 27.
I'm really excited that I'm wrong about this. That's cool.
Screw it. Just do it both. Win the overall and the most golds. USA, USA, USA. Colin Markauer misses a birdie putt that would have put him back to even par. He'll tap it in to remain 1-over through 4 at this point. I'll update you. Listen, I'm watching golf this morning, all right? Do you know how great it is that it's 6:33 in the morning, and not just am I watching golf, but I'm watching the most high-stakes golf ever?
I'd rather watch equestrian.
I don't know what to say to you right now. I don't know how to handle this. I don't know what to say to you.
Don't say anything and just go to break.
Olympic golf is amazing. We're going to talk more about it. It's my favorite thing. In fact, entire 7 to 8 o'clock hour, I'm just live play-by-playing Olympic golf, just for Lonzo.
He's not
I'd rather it. Watch he, dancing horses. He's come on, that. Man. Come on. I kind of want that shirt.
That
I kind of want that red
the
shirt.
Weeds.
It's the rough, not the weeds.
Oh, no, those were weeds. Come on. Come on, those were weeds. Those weren't even, look, that's not even wildflowers. Those are weeds, dude.
Back after this on the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate. The Rob Brown Show continues. It's the Fan Upstate. Rob Lonzo and you. Be a part of the show this morning. The renewal by Anderson of the Carolinas fan phone is open for you right now at 844-326-3663. Unfortunately, Rashad Beard let me know during the break that he will not be able to make it today. He is on, I was going to say on assignment, but I can't tell you that. He's got to work. He's got to go to the office today. M's got some new gadgets for him, so... No Rashad today, unfortunately. We'll talk Carolina Panther football anyway, and let us do so right now, shall we? Let's take a look. I want to start. Let's just take a look at the Panthers' schedule this season. Obviously, preseason will start up a week from today for the Carolina Panthers. Preseason firing up next Thursday, 7 p.m., when the Carolina Panthers are on the road at Gillette against the New England Patriots. It is the Panthers in the preseason that will welcome New England's new coaching regime to the NFL. Then the next Saturday, they will be back home in Charlotte against the New York Jets. They will wrap the preseason up on the 24th of August when they take on Josh Allen, and the Buffalo Bills. Season opens on September 8th. When they are on the road week one against our New Orleans Saints, against future Hall of Famer Derek Carr, and also future Hall of Famer Taysom Hill, and also future Hall of Famer Spencer Rattler. Looking forward to that game. Let's take a look at this schedule. We've done this a while back when we were doing our over-under win totals. But now that we've seen a couple of camps, couple of practices under the belt for the Carolina Panthers, let's get into it a little bit. Week one, on the road, down in the Big Easy at New Orleans. Week two, against the LA Chargers. Week three, out in Vegas, taking on the Raiders. I can't do it right now. Man, I yelled a lot last night. I did get the point from Orange Cassidy at one point. I don't know if he knew it was me.
Are you sure?
Yes, I mean, 100%. It was during a break. Yeah. It was when they were on a TV break. But it was when we got the friend of the show chant started. He looked over and pointed. I don't know if he knew who he's pointing at, but I also don't care. I'm going to say he did.
Were your seats good?
Yeah, they were. Yeah, they really were. We were...
I apologize for not going, by the way, but I was ill and unable to go. Feeling a little bit better today.
If it's what you were telling me,
you have my full
compassion.
I have such good reason that Rob didn't make fun of me yesterday.
Correct. So, you will notice I never brought it up. I'm not going to tell y'all why I never brought it up. Just please know Lonzo earned a grace period.
Yeah, I'm not right? either.
So, earned a grace period.
I felt bad, though, because I was, not because of your goading, but I was going to go for a while, just because Orange Cassidy.
Friend of the show.
Yeah, he made such an impression on me.
Dude, it was great. All right, New Orleans, LA, LV, right out of the gate for Carolina. Lonzo, I think this start could be 0-3. This start could be 1-2. This start could be 2-1. I don't think you're getting a 3-0 out of the gate. I think the best you're looking in the first 3 weeks at New Orleans is a winnable game.
I was going to say, are you saying for sure that they're going to lose to New Orleans?
No, I'm saying for sure they're going to lose to a team that I think is going to be very good. Not very good. Pretty good this year. I think they lose on the road at Vegas.
I think there's an advantage, at least in game one, because new offense, new a lot of things that there's not necessarily film on. I mean, you can go back and look at other stuff, but it's a whole new crew, right, for the Panthers? Which would mean a whole new offense. So maybe
whole new crew on the offense, but also same's true for New Orleans because they got Kubiak coming in, Clint Kubiak to be the OC. So New Orleans is going to have their own growing pains to go through. And I don't think New Orleans on paper is like dramatically. I think they're better than Carolina, not dramatically. They're within the talent variance that an NFL team can beat another NFL team. I'm not saying they will win that game. I'm saying it is a winnable game. I'm going to pick New Orleans because they're at home. But this is one of those that I'm picking New Orleans. Don't think I'm going to be shocked if Carolina wins week one.
All right. In this case, because of... Even more so because of what you're talking about, I'm going to go with Carolina.
Carolina on the road to open up. I'm going to go to New
Orleans. I think they have more returning defense and plus added some pieces on defense that are nice as far as up front as for the Panthers. Back end, I'm not so sure, but it is Derek Carr on the other side, so they should be good.
Week two, they've got the LA. What? He's a first-round Hall of Famer. Don't do that to Derek Carr. Guy's a legend. He's an icon. All right? LA Chargers.
Trying to figure out how far your delay is today.
about a two-second delay in person. Week two, LA Chargers come to Charlotte. By the way, both of these first games at 1 o'clock on back-to-back Sundays. Chargers come to town in week two. Zoe, I'm going to say that moves them to 1-1. I actually think that they end up knocking off the LA Chargers in week two.
All right, so this is probably going to shock you. I mean, because we're just going opposite on everything. I think the Chargers win this game. Because they're how is Carolina's run defense? We're going to find out, because that's what Harbaugh is going to do. He's going to run the ball a ton and then let Herbert throw the ball on occasion.
Why did you say it like that?
Herbert?
Why did you say it like that? Like he drives a tractor to the game.
You don't know that he don't.
Hey, you know, down there, run down the road there, the old Justin Herbert kid down there, fella. Tell you what.
I'm seeing Herbert down there. He's getting them squashes, and because it's almost squash season. Yeah. Herbert going to throw the ball like every once in a while.
They are going to run the ball so much.
Right. And so I think.
Which is stupid with Herbert.
Carolina's defense, I'm curious about how good their run defense is. So I think the Chargers win that game.
I'm going to go with the Panthers win that game. I really like Justin Herbert. I just don't know what else.
So we both have them 1-1 at this point.
Yes, but with opposite on either games.
Right.
Right now, the wide receiver pool for the LA Chargers is Josh Palmer, rookie Ladd McConkey, and DJ Chark.
So what about the running backs, though?
Running backs right now on the depth chart listed are going to be the Gus Edwards, who was very successful with the Ravens last year. J.K. Dobbins is their backup, former Ohio State Buckeye.
If he can stay healthy, he's pretty good.
He said that the other day. He's like, if I stay healthy, I'm getting 1,000 yards this year. I was like, you know what? He might be a dude. He might take the Gus Bus spot by like week 6, week 7 if he stays healthy.
Especially in a Harbaugh offense, for sure. So, I mean, receiving core not that great, but the running game sounds like it's a decent one.
So I've got them beating the Chargers. Lonzo's got them losing, both 1-1, but the game results are flipped. Week 3 on the road out at the Las Vegas Raiders.
Win.
Oh, you're. I think you're underestimating the Raiders.
No, it's just the Raiders. Win.
So they have Gardner Minshew.
I love Gardner, but win.
You ready for the fun part? We talked about this a couple of times, and I did this yesterday with Derek Carr. I'll do it again for Gardner Minshew. Statistically, Gardner was good.
Oh, I know.
Statistically, Gardner was good.
I know. Here's the thing, though. At the end of the game, I don't trust him.
You know who I do trust? Devontae Adams. I think Devontae's playing his way out of Vegas this year.
Someone has to get the ball to him in order for you to trust him, though.
I trust Gardner Minshew.
Okay.
My man sits at like a 68, 69 nice percent completion percentage. I think he's fine. Although right now they do have Aiden O'Connell listed as a starter on the depth chart. So you may not get Gardner against Carolina. They may still be trying to make Aiden O'Connell a thing at that point.
The best thing, I get Devontae Adams, but if he doesn't have anyone to throw it, he's just basically running. But the defense is decent. So, I mean, there's that. If you can keep Crosby from getting to the diminutive one, then they win.
If Max Crosby touches Bryce Young, Bryce might die.
Yeah, but I think it's one of those things where...
That's all due respect to Bryce. That's more about Max with two X's Crosby.
Before he makes adjustments, he'll just be tackling air, and then he'll realize he needs to go down a little bit further in his stance.
Why do I talk to you? Why are we friends?
Oh, I don't know.
If Max Crosby gets his hands on Bryce Young... Hey.
By the way, if you see Max Crosby coming at you, those happy feet will return even if they are fixed. Because that dude's scary.
I'm putting that down as an L. You said win?
Yeah, they're going to win.
Ugh. We got 2-1 for Lonzo 1 and 2.
I think I'm fairly knowledgeable about the AFC West, and that's who they're playing in these games.
So. Yeah, but you're putting it all on quarterbacks. The Raider defense is going to be
right.
Ugh.
No, agreed.
Ugh, they're going to be nasty. Fun to watch unless you're playing them. Week 4, Cincinnati Bengals coming down. We might have to go to that game. We might need to go to the Bengals
just to see
Panthers.
The hair.
Just to see Joey B.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, Joey M. Manem. I think we got to go to that game. That's a Sunday game. It's at 1 o'clock.
I think I'm down. Yeah.
I think we got to go to that game for sure.
Bengals, come on.
Yeah, for sure.
Bengals.
For sure.
As long as Joe Burrow isn't out by then.
That's also true.
Yeah, unfortunately.
You know what? Even if he is. I think they lost Joey B last year, and the Bengals were still pretty good after that.
Yeah, because the team is a decent team around them for sure.
Jamar Chase, T. Higgins.
Receivers, yeah.
It's Mike Gesicki. Like, not a guy that blows you off the page, but like...
Doesn't have to with the other two guys.
Doesn't have to, yeah. Week 5, I think, becomes maybe one of the games we got to pay the closest attention to on the road at Chicago. Da Bears. Carolina at Chicago is a very interesting game to me. We don't know what Caleb Williams is going to be. Hall of Fame game is tonight. We still won't know what Caleb Williams is going to be because he's not playing, which I hate a lot. No Caleb Williams tonight. We will see him in week 5 when Carolina's at Chicago that week. And I got to tell you, Zoe, I'm back and forth on this game because, I'm not. Chicago's going to win that game.
Who's the coach for Chicago?
Eberflus.
I'm going to ask that every day because I asked it yesterday too. Yeah, Panthers win this game.
Wide receiver core for the Chicago Bears. Talent positions.
Oh, I'm aware of how good the wide receiver core is, but I am not sold on the quarterback.
DeAndre Swift at the running back spot, backed up by Khalil Herbert. DJ Moore, Keenan Allen. DJ Moore, by the way, the highest paid Chicago Bear of all time now. Keenan Allen, Roma Dunze, DeAndre Carter's in the backup role. Cole Kmet is the tight end. And they've put together a pretty decent offensive line. The only way Carolina wins this is if they go score 35 points in this game.
We'll see. Again, I don't trust a quarterback choice. I definitely don't trust the coach.
All right, so we've got us through. So you're putting that down as a Carolina win.
I am.
Through the first 5 games of the schedule. And we will every other segment or so, we'll get back and do another set of games. Through the first 5 weeks of the season, I've got Carolina at 1-4 to start. Lonzo's got them at 3-2 to start. I've got them falling to New Orleans on the road, beating the Chargers at the house, losing to the Raiders on the road, losing to the Bengals at home, losing to the Bears on the road. Lonzo's got them beating New Orleans on the road to open, dropping one to the LA, I almost said San Diego again, LA Chargers in week 2 at the house, beating the Raiders in Vegas. Look, you have them perfect on the road and 0-4 in the house through 5 weeks.
There are no home games right now. Until you start getting the home crowd show up, so there's really no difference.
I know we're gonna get a biased answer from him tonight, but we're having Anish on tonight too. I love Anish, great dude, good call. We're gonna have Anish on tonight, and I'm going to ask him, do you think that the crowd will be a factor? Or remember last year when in week 1 and 2 when BY was making the debut, Bank was hard to get into. And then it just...
Then you could get in for like $5 by the end of the season. Yeah. So, I mean, or was it like $2?
Literally, you can find them on their website for like $3.75.
Yeah, so I, you know...
And probably also on the ground if you looked hard enough.
It will probably take a while to... they're going to have to win some games to get some people back in the stadium that are actually Panther fans.
Yeah, I think they'll show up in weeks 1 and 2, and then it's just a matter of can you keep them? In weeks 2 and 4.
Yeah, not enough of a crowd to be a factor, period, because people just aren't showing up to Panther games. We'll see what happens this year. It's a brand new season. But if they if he gets out there and they get out there and play a little bit of the same that they did at the end of last year, people just ain't going to come up and watch.
That's fair. That's fair. All right, so I've got him 1-4 to open the season. Lonzo's got him at 3-2. Here's what we're going to do. Take a break. When we come back, top of the next hour, as always, Water Cooler Cheat Sheet, top three sports stories you need to know, including a breakdown of yesterday's Team USA soccer win over Aussie.
I'm not doing an Outback commercial. I love the food though. I really do. We try to go there once a week when we can. But I'm not doing it without getting paid.
Ready for a shocking revelation about Rob Brown?
You should go.
I've never been to an Outback Steakhouse.
You should go, man.
I've never been. I feel like because if I want a steak, I just go to a local steak joint. It's not a shot against any chain steak joints. It's just I go to a local steak joint.
I get it sounds elitist. It does how you're saying that. You may not intend for it to be that way, but it's
for the record, I didn't intend it. I also don't care if it is.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Which is exactly what
an elitist take would be.
Never been to an Outback. All right.
You should give it a shot.
Water cooler Chi Chi when we come back, including a breakdown of the U.S. women's soccer win over Aussie, oi, 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 that sent us on to the quarterfinals against Japan, the Team USA men's basketball win over South Sudan to rectify the one-point win in the tune-up matches and more. All of that comes after Lonzo flashes you.
All right, it's never going to not annoy me when you do that. U.S. swimmer Katie Ledecky won her 8th Olympic gold medal and 12th overall medal with a dominant victory in the 1,500-meter freestyle swimming's longest event of the Games. The win ties Ledecky with Dara Torres, Natalie Coughlin, and Jenny Thompson for most medals ever by a swimmer. Ledecky finished by setting an Olympic record. The Atlanta Braves grabbed the series win over Milwaukee with a 6-2 win. Chris Sale gave up 6 hits and 2 runs over 5.2 innings, but Pierce Johnson was credited rather with his 4th win with 1.1 innings of one-hit baseball. Make sure you tune in this afternoon from 3 to 7 p.m. as Wire to Wire comes to you live from Panther Fan Fest. Diesel and special guest Rob Brown will talk with Panthers players and coaches about the upcoming season, including Steve Smith.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.